we're going to talk today about being a light for Jesus. Because in that same passage, as we'll read in just a minute, Jesus told us that we're not only salt, but we're light.
我们现在要讲的是为耶稣做世上的光。我们刚才读的经节告诉我们，我们不仅仅要在世上做盐，也要做光。
If you've ever been in the darkness, you know how important it is to have a light with you.
如果你们曾经经历过黑暗的话，你就会非常珍惜光。
How many of you have lived through the last couple of years here where you've lost power in your house and there was no light for maybe many days?
有多少人曾经家里面停电？
I was at a place one time when I was a youth pastor and I took a bunch of students on a youth group trip.
牧师以前他是负责青少年事工的，有一次他带很多青少年去旅行。
We went camping and we were far away from all of the city and we were far away from all lights.
他们去了一个远离人烟的地方，那地方也没有光。
And as we went to bed, it became very dark and we were all sleeping out on kind of tarps out by a river.
他们晚上就在河边露宿，那个时候就是一片漆黑，什么光也没有。
And I lay there and I looked up at the stars. I just thought how beautiful it was to be out there.
他们抬头就能看到好多天上的繁星，觉得非常的美。
Later on in the night, I woke up in the middle of the night and nature was calling me. I needed to go use the restroom.
但是他半夜呢，要起来上厕所。
And there really isn't a restroom when you go camping.
其实你要野营的时候，没有什么所谓的厕所。
At least not where we were camping. So, all of a sudden, though, I realized it was pitch black dark and I didn't have a flashlight.
他突然意识到，伸手不见五指，但是他没有一个手电。
I thought, how difficult can this be? All I have to do is get up and walk off a ways into the bushes.
但是他也不觉得有什么难的，他以为他就走到树林子里面就可以解决问题了。
But I couldn't see anything of where I was going.
但是他出发之前确实什么也看不见。
I started walking and I was tripping over people's baggage.
所以呢，他一路走一路就踩到别人身上。
Some of the students were sleeping in sleeping bags near me and I tripped over them.
那些躺在地上睡在睡袋里的学生，他就一路上就是被他们绊了一下。
And I was just wandering around the campsite, waking everybody up, and I had no idea where I was or where I was going.
结果呢，他等于就是在营地，这么乱走了一气，把大家都给吵醒了。他也不知道自己往哪儿走。Finally,
a friend of mine named Mike shot a flashlight and he shone it on me.
终于，他有一个朋友，把手电筒打开，发出一线光亮。I
said, "Mike, help me get out of here." And he pointed it over to where the bushes were, and he led me with this beam of light to where I needed to go.
然后他就让麦克帮他照亮，顺着麦克的手电，一线光亮，他就能去走到树林子里去了。That
whole story, I think, is a good illustration of the spiritual state that many people are in without God in their life.
他这个故事非常生动地体现了一个人他的灵命里面如果没有神的话会是什么情形。I
was helpless and lost in the darkness.
他完全是无助的。
And I was too embarrassed to ask for help at first.
而且一开始的时候，他非常尴尬，不愿意求人帮忙。
And God tells us that if we don't know Jesus and if we're not following Him, that we live in a spiritual type of darkness.
所以神告诉我们，如果我们不认识主耶稣，我们就好比生活在属灵的一片黑暗当中。
And many of the people around us are living in that darkness and they don't know how to find God and they're too embarrassed perhaps to ask how to do that.
我们身边有无数的人还是生活在那一片黑暗当中，而且他们不敢出来寻求帮助。
But God has called us to be His light, to take His light into the world so that other people could come to see Him and know Him.
所以神就要求我们来做他的光。 来把世人从黑暗中带入光明。
In this passage here in Matthew 5, Jesus gives us our call to be lights of the world for him.
所以在马太福音第五章这段经节里面，耶稣就呼召我们去做世上的光。
This passage is part of what we know of as the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon that Jesus ever delivered.
耶稣说这话就是在他就是在讲天国八福之后说的。
He just told his followers that they are to be the salt of the earth.
他告诫门徒做世上的盐。
And now he uses a different metaphor to describe them as he says these words, "You are the light of the world."
而且他在这里用了一个不同的比喻，告诉他们你们是世上的光。
This is an unusual thing for Jesus to say because he also said earlier that he was the light of the world.
耶稣这样说很不同寻常，因为他先前也讲过，他本人就是世上的光。
And as we look to Jesus, the greatest teacher, the greatest healer, the greatest leader of men that has ever lived on our earth, it's easy to see how he could be the light of the world.
当我们看耶稣的时候，我们看到他的，他作为一个教师的伟大，他作为一个医治者的伟大，我们很容易体会到世上的光是什么意思。
But maybe you wonder, even as you sit here today, how could I be the light of the world?
但是你坐在这儿可能会奇怪，我自己怎么也能做世上的光呢？
And the way it works is this way, that Jesus is saying, I'm the original light of God come into the world, but you reflect my light as you have me in your life.
耶稣的意思就是说，耶稣本人是世上的光，他发出光来，我们反射他的光到世上。
Much as the moon
就像月亮
is a light for us today.
月亮对我们来讲也是一个光源。
Do you ever sit and stare at the moon at night?
你晚上看过月亮吗？
You never go blind, do you?
你从来也不会觉得，看着月亮的光会让你觉得炫目。
Why is it that we can stare at the moon, but we can't stare at the sun?
为什么你能注视月亮很久，但是你不能注视太阳很久呢？
Because the sun's light is so intense that if you stare too long into it, you'll lose your eyesight.
因为太阳的光是如此的强烈，你盯着它看时间久了，你就会失明。
The moon itself does not have light; it merely reflects the light of the sun, and the sun gives the moon its light.
月亮本身不会发光，它只不过是反射太阳的光辉而已。
In the same way, as followers of Jesus.We're not reflecting our own light to people or shining our light. We're reflecting what Jesus has done in our lives.
所以我们作为耶稣的门徒，我们并不是把自己的光发出来给世人看，我们是反射耶稣本人的光芒。
There are many times in the Bible when people catch a glimpse of God.
在圣经中，人们有时候会能够看到一点点神的光辉。
And what they see of him is blinding light.
就在那个时候，他们看到的都是能让人家炫目以致失明的那种大的光。
It's what the Old Testament calls the Shekinah glory of God.
就是旧约里面提到的神的荣光。
And God exists in this amazing light where no man can behold him.
神的光是如此的荣耀，以至于没有人能够直视。
It's one of the reasons he became man in Jesus to come to earth to show us himself in a form that we would be able to relate to and understand and even just see.
所以他化身为人来到世上，以一种我们能够接受的方式向我们显现他的荣耀。
When you look at me, and when I look at you,We don't see that kind of blinding light in each other.
当我们注视彼此的时候，我们并不会看到那种炫目的光。
Because as Christ bearers, ones who follow Christ, we have just a portion of the light of God in our life.
因为作为耶稣的门徒跟随者，我们身上只能折射他的一部分的光亮。
Jesus goes on to say that a town built on a hill cannot be hidden.
耶稣接下来说，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
It's like a lighthouse, a beacon of light that's set up high for all to see, so that they could be drawn to that light.
就像一个灯塔要建在高的地方，这灯塔要建得很高，这样灯塔上面射出来的光束会射得很远。
Then he says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl.
他又说，人点灯不放在斗底下。
Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
If this is your life right here, this little light bulb that represents the light of God.
这个就是你生命中的光，它代表神的光。
And Jesus calls us to go be lights of the world.
耶稣呼召我们做世上的光。
Many of us take our light and we shine it brightly in church.
我们很多人就像这个光，在教会里面发出很强的光。
Not yet. Maybe you go to a Bible study with other Christians from church and you shine it brightly there.
也许你去查经的时候和别的基督徒在一起，你的光就这样发出来了。
Then we go back to our family, we go back to work, we go back to school.
但是我们回到家庭，回到工作岗位，回到学校。
And we cover it up.
我们就把它扣起来了。
Because we don't want everybody to know we're a Christian.
我们不想让别人知道我们是基督徒。
What would they say? What would they think?
他们会怎么想，怎么说呢？
We take it off again when we come to church. Shine that light.
来教会的时候又把它拿出来，又来发光了。
Back to school, cover it up.
回学校的时候再盖上。
Back to work, cover it up.
去上班盖上。
Jesus says, "Let it shine wherever you are. Don't hide it under a basket."
耶稣说，不论你走到哪里，都让这个光发出来，不要藏在斗底下。
Now here's one of the most profound truths. I think it may be in here. It's not in here. It is. There we go. Light shines brightest in the darkest places.
这是一个很深奥的道理。越在黑暗的地方，光的越强烈。
How many light bulbs do you think are shining in this room right now?
你们想想，这个屋子里面现在有多少个灯在点着？
I know some of you are going to count.
你能数得过来吗？
I'll lose you for the next 5 minutes.
给你们五分钟。
You're going to go on a light bulb counting venture.
给你们五分钟数一数这个屋子有几个灯泡。
This little bulb right here that is powered by a couple of batteries, it isn't nearly as powerful as these other light bulbs.
牧师手里这个小灯，它是由一个电池驱动的，它的光没有这个房顶上的光那么强烈。
And while God calls us to come together as Christians and to encourage each other and minister to each other in church, this is a great place to do that. This is not the greatest place to shine your light.
如果耶稣让我们作为基督徒聚在一起，互相勉励支持的话，是很好的。
But look what happens when all these other lights are turned off.
但是想象一下，如果突然所有的灯都熄灭了。
Some reason these are still on. Did you hit the bottom switch? There we go. All of a sudden, this light shines a lot brighter, doesn't it?
突然，这个小灯就显得格外的明亮，是不是？
This is what your life looks like oftentimes.
这就是你们的生活。
It may be.That for some of you students, you might be the only Christian in your classroom.
在座的学生里面，可能你们是你们班上仅有的基督徒。
It may be that for some of you at work, you're the only Christian at your job or in your company or at least in your division where you work.
如果你是上班的，也许在你们公司里面你是唯一的基督徒。
Some of you may be the only Christian in your family.
甚至有人是你们家里唯一的基督徒。
Maybe none of your friends are followers of Jesus.
也许你的朋友都不是，都不信主。
But light shines brightest in the darkness.
但是光在暗中发的，就是更加明亮。
And this is the kind of light that God has called you and I to be.
这就是神呼召你我去做的那种光。
We can turn the lights back on. The other thing Jesus said in this passage is to let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
耶稣还说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为。便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You notice he isn't saying, show people how talented you are, how rich you are, how smart you are, so they'll praise you.
你们要注意，耶稣这个时候说的不是说你要向世人展示你的才能，展示你的钱财，让他们能够赞美你。
He's basically saying,Do the things that God has called you to do, those good works of loving people and accepting them and encouraging them and bearing their burdens.
他让我们做的是，神让我们做的事情是，表达他的爱的事情，是接纳的事情。
And as you reflect Jesus' light in your life, then people will see God in you and they'll be drawn to him and they'll praise him.
如果在你的生活中你折射天父耶稣的光，那么人们就能够看见这个光，他们就能被吸引来到神的面前。
Will everyone like it when we shine our light brightly?
当我们这样发光的时候，是不是每个人都会很高兴呢？
When we do these good works, will everyone praise our God who is in heaven?
当我们这样做好事的时候，是不是每一个看到的人都会跟我们一起赞美神呢？
Some will, and some will not.
有些人会，有些人不会。
There's an old saying that light attracts bugs.
还有一个事实就是，有光的地方就有蚊虫。
So sometimes, as you shine your light for Jesus, people will respond in a positive way to that and want to know more.
有的时候，当你折射主的光的时候，会看到有人有积极的回应。
And other times people may respond in a negative way. They may get angry at you or criticize you or make fun of you.
还有的时候你会发现人们是非常消极的回应，他们甚至会说你的坏话。
But Jesus said, shine your light. You are the light of the world.
但是耶稣就告诉我们，你们去发光，做世上的光。
Why are we to be lights of the world?Isn't Jesus just kind of a nice feature to have in your life? I mean, he's really not that significant for everyone, is he?
为什么我们要做世上的光呢？耶稣就是我们生活中一个比较好的一个东西。我们为什么非得把它分给别人呢？
Many people can view Christianity that way. Jesus is just a nice addition to their life. But I like him, you don't. It doesn't really matter in the end, they think.
很多人确实是这么想的，耶稣只不过是生命中一个比较好的装置。
But Jesus did not come to the earth, humble himself in the form of a man, and then die a painful death on the cross for your sins and mine, just to be a nice little addition on somebody's life.
但是主耶稣他降世为人，以极其痛苦的方式为我们死在十字架上。他这样做不仅仅是为了只是让你得到一个好的装置而已。
If Jesus is the light of life, then he is essential for everyone to have in their life because Jesus saves.
因为耶稣他是世上的光，他对世人每个人都需要他，因为耶稣是拯救人灵魂性命的。
I learned a lot about saving this last week.
上一周，牧师他听了很多关于救的这个事情，救。
Did anybody watch any World Cup soccer this week?
有没有人看过世界杯的比赛？
How's China doing?
中国怎么样？
Well, America's not doing too well either right now.
美国队也不怎么样。
But America did really well This day, when they played Belgium, and this goalkeeper named Tim Howard had one of the great performances ever in soccer history.
但是，在他们和比利时比赛的时候，他们的门将 Tim Howard 就是干得非常好。
As a goalie, he saved 16 goals, which means he stopped the Belgian team from scoring 16 different times.
作为一个守门员，他成功的扑出了16次射门的球。
It was a new record for soccer. They'd never seen anyone in the World Cup have that many saves in one game.
那个是在世界杯史上一个新的记录。
He was like a man possessed. He was a one-man team. It was an amazing performance, even though America still lost the game.
就像他被什么附体了一样，就是他一个人，单枪匹马拯救了美国队。
As I watched him and my wife was watching, I turned to her, I said, he looks a lot like Pastor Scott.
他们看球赛的时候，他跟他老婆说，这个人长得像 Pastor Scott。
I think if Scott recovers from his heart operation this week, maybe he'll go on to become a goalkeeper instead of a triathlon runner.
如果 Pastor Scott 他从他这个心脏病里面康复以后，他可能会去做一个足球运动员，而不是一个铁人三项运动员。
The day after the game, everyone in the media said, "Oh, Tim Howard, he was amazing. He saves everything."
这个比赛结束之后，第二天所有的媒体都在欢呼说 ，Tim Howard 真是太棒了。
But ultimately, Jesus saves everything, not even Tim Howard.
对他们媒体用的字眼就是他救了好多球，但是。其实是耶稣基督他所能救的东西比 Tim Power 要多得多。
Here's five things that Jesus saves us from.
所以这个是耶稣把我们从五个东西里面拯救出来。
First, he saves us from hell, God's punishment for our rebellion and rejection of him.
第一，他挽救我们的灵魂不下地狱。地狱是神惩罚人的罪的地方。
God teaches very clearly in the Bible that there is an eternity that we will all spend after we die and leave this life.
圣经里面讲得很清楚，我们在今生死去以后将会在永恒里面存在。
That those who follow him will spend that eternity in heaven, and those who do not follow him will spend that eternity in hell.
跟随他的人将在永和神一起在永恒中度过。不信神的人将在永恒中，在地狱里面度过。
The people that God has called you to be a light to, Jesus wants to save them from hell as well.
耶稣让你像发光的那些人，正是因为耶稣想要拯救他们，不让他们下地狱。
The second thing he saves us from is enslavement to sin.
他第二个拯救我们的，就是把我们从罪的奴役中拯救出来。
We no longer have to be controlled by sin or have our life characterized by sin.
我们信主以后，我们就不受罪的辖制，我们就不受罪的指引。
Followers of Jesus do still sin, but our relationship to sin has been changed when we begin to follow Jesus.
信主的人也会犯罪。但是当我们信主以后，我们和罪的关系就转变了。
You're no longer called a sinner when Jesus is in your life. You're now a saint who sins.
当耶稣在你的生命里面的时候，你就不是一个罪人了，你被称作一个圣人。
The third thing he saves us from is meaninglessness.
耶稣还把我们从虚无中拯救出来。
Many people, millions, hundreds of millions of people ask this question at some point in their life, why am I here?
成千上万的人在他们的生命中总会问一个问题，为什么我会活着？
What am I doing on this earth? What's my purpose? What's life about?
我在人世上是做什么？我为什么会要在这儿？
And Jesus tells us that we are created in the image of God and that we're called to know him and to serve him.
耶稣告诉我们，我们是按照神的形象造的， 我们在世上的目的就是认识神，去为神做工。
A fourth thing that Jesus saves us for is hopelessness.
而且耶稣还把我们从无望中拯救出来。
People often ask this question, will this pain ever end? Will I ever get out of this bad situation I'm in right now?
人们经常会问，我现在所受的痛苦什么时候是个结束呢？我什么时候才能够从这里面解脱出来？
The Bible tells us that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
圣经告诉我们，那些仰望神的人，他们必重新得力。
And Jesus' presence changes us for all things, and it changes all things as well.
耶稣在我们生活中就把这一切，生命中一切都改变了。
Wherever Christ is, there is always hope because he's proved that he can conquer death in the grave.
有基督的地方就有希望，因为他向我们显明他已经战胜了死权。
And the fifth thing that Jesus wants to save us all from is loneliness.
耶稣还把我们从孤独中拯救出来。
People ask the question oftentimes, does anyone care about me?
人们也是经常问，世上有没有人关心我？
I've met lonely teenagers and lonely college students.
牧师遇到许多非常孤独的十几岁的年轻人，还有很孤独的大学生。
Lonely single adults who've never been married or who are divorced.
孤独的单身的人，还有那些孤独的离婚的人。
I've met lonely widows and widowers.
孤独的寡妇、官夫。
I've met lonely husbands and wives, even in marriage.
甚至那些已经结了婚的人，也是觉得自己很孤独。
But Jesus says, I love you enough to die in your place.
但是耶稣向我们显明，他爱我们，以至于他愿意为我们死。
And I want to come live in your life and lead you and be with you forever.
而且他愿意进到我们的生命中，跟我们在一起进入永恒。
As you go out and be a light for Christ, realize that the people that you are trying to be a light for need Jesus to save them from all five of these things.
当你在世上做光的时候，你就会意识到，你折射的光照到的那些人，他们都是需要主的。
Let me share two other ways that you can be a light.
再给大家讲两个可以做光的方式。
Share what you have found is one of the ways that we can also shine our light for Christ.
把你所知所找到的分享给众人。
Let me look at a story with you in the book of 2 Kings in the Old Testament, chapter 7.
我们一起看一下《列王记下》第七章的一个故事。
The setting around this story is that the nation of Israel has become a divided nation. There's a southern kingdom and a northern kingdom.
故事的背景是这样的，那个时候以色列分裂成了南北两国。
And God has called a number of people to come along and try to call the people of Israel back to him. They're named prophets.
那个时候神拣选了一些人，这些人就被称作先知。他们的目的就是神通过他们向世人讲话，让他们回转向神。
One of those prophets was a man named Elisha, and this story takes place during his time of ministry.
有一个先知名叫以利沙，我们要读到这个故事就是在他的年代发生的。
There was a country that were called the Aramites, that were neighbors of Israel, and they had come in to invade the northern kingdom in the city of Samaria.
以色列有一个邻国叫做亚兰国，亚兰王经常来侵略以色列。
They put a siege around the city. They surrounded it. Everyone in the city was starving.
亚兰王他派重兵围困以色列，以色列里面的人民都是要饿死了。
In 2 Kings 7, We see in verse 3 that four very unlikely heroes appear on the scene in this story.
列王记下第七章描述了四个英雄人物，这个英雄人物是非常让人难以置信的这种英雄。
Now there were four men who were lepers at the entrance to the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die?"
We just go verse by verse.
在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说，我们为何坐在这里等死呢？
If we say, "Let us enter the city," the famine is in the city. If we shall die there, and if we sit here, we die also. So now come, let us go over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare our lives, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die.
我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里。若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队。他们若留我们的活命，就活着；若杀我们，就死了吧。
So they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. But when they came to the edge of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no one there.
黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚兰人的营盘去。到了营边，不见一人在那里，因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音。
For the Lord had made the army of the Syrians hear the sound of chariots and of horses, the sound of a great army. So they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Egypt to come against us."
因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必是以色列王会买赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们。
So they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, their donkeys, leaving the camp as it was, and they fled for their lives.
所以在黄昏的时候，他们起来逃跑，撇下帐篷、马驴、营盘，照旧只顾逃命。
When these lepers came to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent, and they ate, and they drank, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent.They carried off things from it, and they went and hid them.
那些长大麻风的到了营边，进了帐篷，吃了喝了，且从其中拿出金银和衣服来，去收藏了。回来进了一座帐篷，从其中拿出财物来，去收藏了。
Up to this point, these lepers have been looking out for themselves.
迄今为止，这些长大麻风的人还是在只顾自己的利益。
Who would blame them?
他们也是无可指摘的。
Leprosy was a horrible disease that caused your skin to decay and parts of your body to fall off.
因为大麻风是个很可怕的皮肤病，得病的人这个身上的皮肤就溃烂脱落。
It was a contagious disease, and so lepers were shunned. They were pushed away from the rest of the people in a community.
而且因为是传染病，他们就被他们的族人所唾弃，只得离开他们的家。单独生活。
And here they have the good fortune to stumble upon an empty camp with all the food and drink and riches that they would ever have dreamed of.
这时候他们突然进到亚兰人的营地里面，里面有金银财宝，有吃的喝的，什么都有。
Then something very interesting happens in verse 9.
然后非常有趣的事情发生了，第九节。
They said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now therefore come, let us go and tell the king's household."
那时他们彼此说，我们所做的不好，今日是有好消息的日子，我们竟不作声，若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。
They experienced the good news, and all of a sudden they felt,We can't keep this good news to ourselves. We have to share this with everyone else.
他们突然发现了好消息，就意识到他们不能把好消息据为己有，要去告诉别的人。
The gospel that Jesus came to proclaim is called the good news.
耶稣来到世上告诉我们的事情就是好消息。
That he came and died for our sins and offers us forgiveness and a home with him in heaven forever.
他 来到世上为我们死，让我们因为他在天堂就有一个立锥之地。
He says, share what you found. Don't just keep that good news for yourself. There's other people out there that need to hear that good news and benefit from it.
他告诉我们与人分享这个好消息，因为世界上有许多其他的人也需要这个好消息。
Well, in this, I'd ask you a question to think about this afternoon. Are you a tour promoter or a tour guide?
所以今天就要问问大家，你们是去推销一个旅游呢？你们还是去带人亲自去旅游呢？
A tour promoter sells people on something that they have never experienced, but they make it sound really good.
一个推销旅游的人，他们就试图把自己都没有去过的地方去卖给别的人。
You should go to New York City and experience all the great things there. And you ask the person, well, have you ever been? They say, no, but I've heard it's a great place.
就好比说他会跟你讲，哎呀，你去纽约玩吧，可好玩了。你要是问他你去过吗？他说我没去过。
But a tour guide is different. A tour guide says, come follow me and I will show you where I've been. I will help you to experience the same things I've experienced.
但是导游就不一样了。他会告诉你说，你跟我来，我带你玩，因为我都玩过，我都知道。
Many times when Christians think about telling other people about Jesus, they think, well, that's up for you pastors. And maybe they kind of view us as tour promoters.
很多基督徒他们认为把耶稣传讲出去就好像是去推销旅游产品一样，那个是牧师的事情。
But the reality is that God has called each of us to be a light, not just me or Pastor Jonathan.
事实上，神让我们每一个人都去带人做这个旅游，这个不仅仅是牧师们的职责，也是我们的职责。
The Jesus you know, you are able to share with your friends, your family, your coworkers that he and I will never meet, but they know you and they trust you.
你个人所经历的主耶稣，你应该把它分享给身边的同事、同学、家人，因为他们没有经历过，而你经历过，他们能够通过你知道耶稣。
And the last part of shining your light for Jesus is to be an inviter.
第三个就是我们要做一个邀请者。
John chapter 1 gives us a beautiful picture of Jesus inviting others to follow him.
约翰福音第一章讲了一个这样的故事。
And then it also shows us how the people who begin to follow him become inviters of others to follow Jesus.
而且这个故事也说明那个去跟随耶稣的人也把别人介绍给耶稣，也把耶稣介绍给别人。
Beginning in verse 40, Jesus is calling some men to himself.
第一章四十节。
It says, one of the two who heard John speak, followed Jesus, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we've found the Messiah, which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which means Peter.
听见约翰的话，跟随耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。
Andrew was Peter's brother.
安德烈是彼得的哥哥，弟弟。
No doubt you've probably heard of Peter before.
你们曾经听说过彼得这个人。
Maybe you've never heard of Andrew.
你们可能从来没听说过安德烈。
But there would be no Peter. There would be no St. Peter's. There would be no church, perhaps, if Andrew had not invited his brother Peter to come and see Jesus.
但是如果安德烈不邀请他自己的哥哥来到耶稣的面前，那么你就从来也许从来也不会知道彼得这个人，不知道彼得的事情，而且彼得也从来不会建立教会，世上也没有教会。
How can you and I be inviters for people to follow Jesus?
你我能应该怎么样去邀请人来教会呢？
We can start by inviting them into our lives. Invite someone out for coffee or over for lunch.
我们可以一开始先邀请人们进入我们的生活，跟他们一起吃个饭，喝个咖啡。
Just reach out and be their friend.
就是来到他们那儿做他们的朋友。
You also might consider inviting them to church or a church outreach event.
你们也可以把他们带来教会，如果教会有活动，带他们来参加。
This cartoon is kind of a funny rendition. This person says, "Hey, look." The pastor did tell us to bring our best friend to church, didn't he?
这个漫画就是讽刺一些人，就这个人他就说，他说，牧师不是让我们把最好的朋友带来吗？
His best friend happened to be his dog.
他最好的朋友是一只小狗。
Dogs need Jesus too, but not as much as the people around you.
小狗也需要耶稣，但是人，你身边的人更需要耶稣。
As a Christian person that does surveys named George Barna.
有一个人他做了一个调查。
And he found that one out of four people living around us in America would come to church if a friend invited them.
他发现四个人里面有一个人表示如果有人邀请他来教会他就会去的。
One out of four, 25%.
就是25%，四分之一的人。
Could you imagine if all of you went out this week and invited four people to come to church next week?
你们想象一下，如果你这周回去，下周每个人带四个人来，会是怎么样？
Well, this is Fairfield County. Maybe you need to invite about six.
这是这个就在这个地方人口比较密，你可能要邀请人多一点。
But let's just say you did that.And each one of you got one person to come with you next week.
哦，就是你尝试去邀请四个人，那么有一个人就可能愿意来。
Could you imagine the impact if all of a sudden there were twice as many people here as there are today?
那你再想象一下，可能一下子这个教堂里面就会坐比现在多一倍的人。
And how many of those people would hear about Jesus maybe for the first time ever in their life?
这些人里面可能有一些人是生平第一次听见主耶稣的事情。
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world."
耶稣说你是世上的光。
Let's pray and ask God to show us how to be lights this week in the life that He has called you to live here today.
让我们祷告，求神向我们显明我们要怎么做，做世上的光。
Jesus, we thank you for being truly the light of the world.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是这世上的真光。
We thank you for being the light of our life that has brought us out of darkness.
感谢你是我们生命中的光，把我们从黑暗中带出来。
We thank you for the truth that while much is spiritual darkness around us, that the light has overcome the darkness, that you are greater than sin, you are greater than the devil, you are greater than all the evil we see in our world.
我们感谢你，因为即使身边环绕着黑暗，你就是世上的光，你一出现，你就战胜了邪恶死亡。
God, many of us here today may feel that we are unworthy or ill-equipped to shine your light in the world.
主啊，今天我们在座很多人也许觉得自己不配，觉得自己没有能力去为你发光。
We don't have the answers to every question. We still have some things in our life that aren't completely pleasing to you.
我们没有能力回答疑问者的每一个问题，我们也本身也不是特别完美，也有很多不足的地方。
But God, you have still called us to be lights where we are right now.
主啊，但是你仍旧让我们去做世人的光，就在我们所做、所生活、所工作的地方，就在此时此刻。
And so, Lord, would you show us how each one of us can reflect your light to the people around us this week?
所以主啊，求你向每个人，让每个人知道我们在下一周怎么样去做光。
Use us to be your light to our co-workers, to our friends, in our families, wherever you place us.
使用我们向我们的同事朋友折射你的光芒。
Thank you for your light in our life.
我们感谢你，感谢你在我们生命中的光。
And we pray this in your name. Amen.
耶稣基督的名求。Amen.